AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Steve Kathan. Ukraine's president just arrived in the U.S. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports it's a whirlwind visit that comes as Washington readies more wartime support.
In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced another U.S. assistance package worth $1.8 billion. It includes, he says, expanded air defense and precision strike capabilities. That includes the Patriot air defense system. It is capable, he says, of bringing down cruise missiles, short-range ballistic missiles, and aircraft at a significantly higher ceiling than previous systems the U.S. has provided.
A final report being issued today by the House panel that investigated the Capitol attack. CBS's Deborah Alfaron.
The January 6th committee's investigation lasted nearly 18 months. During that time, it conducted about 1,200 interviews and collected more than 1 million documents. Congressman Adam Schiff says the documents will include some troubling new details.
You'll see why we're concerned that that witnesses may have been interfered with or an attempt to influence them.
And CBS's Jared Hill has more on a House panel's move to release former President Trump's tax information.
The top Republican on the committee, Texas's Kevin Brady, argued this was pure politics.
Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee have unleashed a dangerous new political weapon that overturns decades of privacy protections for average taxpayers.
But former President Trump's decision not to release his tax returns overturned decades of precedent among occupants of the White House.
The states of emergency declared today in Georgia and Kentucky, other states earlier, as a major storm system rolls east, packing snow and frigid temperatures. Airlines are canceling flights as travelers look to get where they're going for the holidays.
Because of delays and some hiccups in the Miami airport as well, I ended up being 2 hours late, so I missed my connecting flight to Nashville.
It looks like the former CEO of FTX will be returning to the U.S. to face charges. CBS's Vicky Barker with the latest.
His lawyers have just read out an affidavit in a court in the Bahamas saying Sam Bankman-Fried has consented to extradition out of, quote, a desire to make the relevant customers whole.
Elon Musk is defending his cost-cutting at Twitter as necessary for the platform to survive. In an online forum, he described Twitter as a plane headed to the ground at high speed with engines on fire and controls that don't work. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 517 points, and the S&P is up 59. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt there with your headlines. Wisconsin Republicans continue pushing for a flat tax, which will reduce the tax rate for the state's highest earners, although they claim taxes will be lowered for people at all income levels. Governor Evers proposing a 10% tax cut for middle-class earners and says he'll veto any flat income tax cut plan. He also wants to cap insulin copays at $35, repeal the state's minimum markup law to lower gas prices, cut taxes for seniors on fixed incomes, expand property tax relief for disabled veterans, and try to lower the cost of caregiving and child care. The governor submits his budget proposal in February. The GOP-led legislature will rewrite and pass the measure sometime during the summer. 400 Wisconsin students heading to Pasadena, California for this year's Rose Bowl parade. The Northwoods Marching Band has been preparing for nearly a year. The parade airs January 2nd at 10 a.m. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 a.m.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it. Are we
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are in the fun hour, the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, it's so fun.
The hour where things get a little goofier, a little more fun. Not funner, more fun.
Chowder.
And we have a lot of fun stuff. We have two. This hour also should be sponsored by Milwaukee Record, because both of these topics have been inspired by things that they've done or are you can currently engage with on their website. So shout out to Matt Wild and Tyler Moss and all the work that they overdo, all the silly things they do over at Milwaukee Record. And so they've done brackets before. I think one of the first ones I remember them doing was about a year ago, and they did food. And for December, they're doing Wisconsin-born celebrities, and it is a 64 entry bracket, like the NCAA tournament, and you can vote as many times as you want. Super scientific. And per usual, it's head to head, and then the person with the most votes moves on to the next round. We're currently in the third round, so what would that be? Elite Eight, currently, and I don't know. I have not done a deep dive, but my first initial reaction was, you know, I've done some. Oh, this per Tony Shalhoub, Gene Wilder, J.J. Watt. The normal people that get listed off as Wisconsin celebrities. I didn't know there were 64 of them.
Oh, and there are more, too.
And yeah. And so Greg's come up. I told Greg, I was like, come up with a game for us to have fun with this, because I think there's something here. And Matt Wild was supposed to be here to help us do this, because of the winter storm, he had to change his plans. I think change his flight. He could not be here. He'll be back to do something else, I'm sure, fun and silly in January. But for now, I think we're going to go through some of the celebs, quote-unquote celebrities, and find out how many Jane and I know. Is that what you've come up with, Greg?
Yeah, I'm going to see if you recognize them. And then, even if you don't, I want you to guess, what do they do?
Okay.
In a game I like to call, hey, what do they do?
And you can play along with us. You can text in 844-967-2789 if you think you know the answer. But here we go. All right, take it away, Greg.
I'm going to start with an easy one. I'm pretty sure Jane's going to get this one, but I don't know if you will.
Okay. So,
Charlotte Ray.
Oh, sure.
Okay, before you say anything, Kristen, do or do not know?
Do not know.
What do you think they do?
Chef.
Wrong.
She's an actress.
And who did she play, Jane?
She was the house mother, right on Facts of Life.
Mrs. Garrett.
Oh.
Did you ever watch? Do you know what Facts of Life is?
I know what Facts of Life. I never watched this. Right, okay. That was not on Nick at Night when I was growing up watching Mary Tyler Moore.
That hurt.
So wait. So is she still fit? Like, is she alive?
She's gone.
She is gone.
She's not with us anymore.
Okay. How is she doing in the bracket?
Oh, that's a good. Oh, she is getting the stuffing kicked out of her by one Orson Welles.
Oh, okay. Fair. All right. Next one.
Let's see here. Danny Gokey. I feel like you'd know this one. Come on now.
Danny Gokey.
Okay. So,
Jane, do you know?
I do.
Okay. Jane's on the pulse.
Comedian?
So, wrong. Jane?
American Idol.
Yep.
Really? How far did he get in that bracket?
Did he win?
No, he didn't win.
Okay.
But he did go on to do some things on his own, I want to say.
He has his own line of glasses.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let's go with... Oh, and by the way, Danny Gokey is up against Justin Vernon. Who knows who Justin Vernon is?
Justin Vernon, that is...
Bon Iver.
Yes. Thank you. I knew that one.
Justin Vernon is currently winning 90-9 versus Danny Gokey. Someday I'll tell you about how I met Justin Vernon in Eau Claire. That was a fun time.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's go with... Okay, you know the name, but tell me, Les Paul.
He's a musician.
Okay.
We're in Waukesha. Of course I know Les Paul. There's entire murals dedicated to him.
You didn't know who Danny Gokey was, so I had no idea where
to go. I think Les Paul is a little bit more, notorious and embraced. There's mural. I don't think there's any murals in Milwaukee for Danny Gokey. I think there's definitely multiple murals for Les Paul.
Not yet.
Okay.
All right. Harvey Keene. Is an easy one. Come on. You know. Okay, so both Jane and Kristen do not know who's
Jane, you don't know either?
I do.
Jane's crushing me in this game. Okay. Harvey Keene.
Okay. You don't know who he is.
Is he a writer?
You think he's a writer?
Sure.
Wrong.
Okay. I'm kidding. I don't think I've ever performed this poorly in any game we've played on this show.
He was an American baseball player, but more importantly, he was the coach of the Brewers.
Harvey's Wallbangers.
Yep.
Oh, that's where Harvey Wallbangers come from. What's in that drink?
Booze.
Like a lot of booze?
A little bit of everything.
Is it like a Long Island iced tea kind of boozy drink?
You wipe up the bar and you squeeze the bar egg into the hard Wallbanger. And please, if you're listening to this right now and we're wrong, don't. Reginald Lisowski. Now, this is kind of it's not a trick question, but there's a piece of it. If I say it, you're probably going to know who it is.
I don't know who it is. I think he's a trumpet player.
Okay. If I give you the clue, I think he's a trumpet player. Jane, do you know who he is?
No.
Reginald?
It's a great Lisowski. Name.
Lisowski. Okay,
I'm going to give you a hint because it's in here. The Crusher.
That's not a hint.
Not only is it a hint, it's a dead giveaway.
Is he an action superstar?
No, even better.
WWE.
Close. He was a wrestler. This is back before WWE was a thing. He was a wrestler from the 50s and 60s. Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher.
Dick the Bruiser?
The Crusher has his own... This is how important the Crusher is. He has his own statue in South Milwaukee. Currently beating Amanda Kessel in their race.
Also don't know who that is.
Amanda Kessel is a hockey player. So okay. Way to get on things.
Okay. Way to support women's sports.
Yeah. Way to be you. All right. Cool. Let's see here. Let's go... Jane Kaczmarek.
Oh.
Okay.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay, there you go. All right, good job.
Has she done anything since Malcolm in the Middle?
She was on Third Rock. Or no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Jane Krakowski.
Kristen Johnson.
What? Kristen Johnson's also from Wisconsin, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, she is.
So I finally got one right, okay. But who's she up against?
Let's see here. Sorry, I scrolled back. Nope, that's... Fill for time.
Jane Krakowski.
Kaczmarek.
Kaczmarek.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, if you can't find it, go ahead.
That's fine.
Next one.
Richard Ira Bong.
Jane knows. I don't know. Is he... What? Richard Ira...
Bong.
Bong.
Yep.
American Idol.
Wrong. Oh, Lord. He was an American aircraft pilot.
Bong
is the reason why we have the Bong Recreation Center. Also known as, no lie, and FCC can't get on me for this one, Dick Bong was his name. He's up against George O'Keefe and getting the bong kicked out of him.
Well, I would hope.
I know George O'Keefe. Go
ahead. Yeah, George O'Keefe. Come on.
Yeah. We'll do a couple more. And then, Jane Kaczmarek is losing horribly to Chris Farley. That's
fair.
That's not a fair mashup.
That was
there.
Actually, that the anniversary of his death was this week.
Oh, God. He's so funny. Okay, here's one. I'm on Joel Hodgson. Either of you.
Joel Hodgson.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Give us a hint.
What do you think he does?
I think he is a author.
Wrong. Well, he may have written a book, but that's not what he's known for.
He's the inventor of bratwurst.
Oh. He'd win every round then. No, Joel Hodgson is the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh!
So if you like watching that show where the robots and the dude talk in a movie theater over terrible movies, that's Joel Hodgson.
That was a great show.
Currently being lambasted by Gene Wilder.
Mm.
Do a couple more and then we'll be done.
Okay.
Ava Max.
Oh, athlete. No?
Nope.
No idea.
Singer-songwriter. Currently being beaten out by Jerry Harrison, who is also an American songwriter.
Okay.
And let's do one more, okay, and then we'll move on. Let's do this one. Here we go. Donkey.
Donkey?
Donkey.
Is that a competitor of Barney? No, I don't know.
No. Nope. You should know you're in the same game.
He's a radio host?
No. He's a YouTuber.
I'm not a YouTuber.
You're a content creator.
I'm a content creator. Donkey.
You don't know anything about...
What do you think his God-given name was? What do
Ralph.
You think
his...
Duncan. Duncan. Especially it's Duncan.
So can we agree that not all 64 are famous?
Some of those are a stretch. We have a texter from the 608 who said Butch Vig.
Oh, I was going to say Butch Vig.
Has to be on the list. I don't know who that is.
He is on the list. He is very, very important. Without Butch Vig, you wouldn't... Well, you might, but you would have it, but you wouldn't have the same quality. You wouldn't have the album Nevermind by Nirvana. You wouldn't have the band Garbage. He is a drummer and producer from Madison who is... He's also given us a ton of Foo Fighter records. Butch Vig is one of the most important musical, like, production people of the past like 35 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. So we, I think I've proven myself to not know a lot about people who have come from Wisconsin. Probably should.
And Donkey's given name is Jason.
Jason. Ugh. Came up with Donkey. So, does it say what kind of YouTube videos he makes?
He's a video game guy.
All right. Well, you can still vote. You can still vote on this very fun, very random. I'm sure Tyler and Matt were bored when they came up with this. But definitely go support Milwaukee Record. They do a lot of very fun stuff. But
it is a great website.
It's a great... They do so it much. Is.
Yeah. They're great. They're great guys. We love them.
We love them. We are big stands of Milwaukee Record. But until right now, I think it's round three until tomorrow. And then the final four is December 23rd to the 27th. And then the top two will head-to-head, and you can vote from December 28th to the 30th. And the winner will be determined at 11:59 p.m. on December 31st. So you can vote as much as you want. Go to Milwaukee Record. Shout out to those guys.
Stop the steal.
Stop the steal. We'll be back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. High of 22 this afternoon, under overcast skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 20. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here with Greg Bach because it's Wednesday. Jane Matinere on the board. And there is a storm a-coming. If you haven't heard, it's because you're not paying attention because everyone is talking about this storm that's hitting the Midwest, hitting Milwaukee. And here to tell us more about it is managing meteorologist for severe weather for weatherology.com, Ray Miller. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Busy, as you might imagine.
I might imagine. Thank you for taking time to join our show. So what should people in Southeast Wisconsin be aware of coming in the next 72 hours?
Well, this is really going to come through in kind of two waves here. We'll have the first round of snow that moves through beginning late in the afternoon and into the evening hours. That's why we have those winter weather advisories in effect. And then the winter storm watch that goes into effect on Thursday afternoon and evening is for the potential for blowing snow. The system comes through with a wave of snowfall, and then behind the main system, very strong winds and a dramatic drop in temperature. So we're going to have widespread areas of blowing snow, reducing visibility and making travel very difficult as we go through Thursday night and into the day on Friday, and perhaps as far as Saturday as well, the potential for some blowing and drifting snow. Again, the snowfall amounts, nothing historic. We're talking about generally in the neighborhood of 5 to 6 inches of snow, some areas seeing more than that. But that blowing snow is going to be a real problem by Thursday evening and then continuing into the start of the weekend.
And so for people, we had this debate earlier in the week of how much do you let the forecast change your holiday travel plans and how much you just wait and see. And so what would you recommend people be doing right now as we are 4 days away from the Christmas holiday weekend? And so I have made my plans to leave today instead of tomorrow. If you don't leave today, is there still a chance people can travel tomorrow, or should it really be like one and done after today?
If you don't leave today, Saturday is probably going to be your next best chance to travel. Okay. I think by the time I get to Thursday and Friday, we're going to have the situation where roads are getting shut down, where we're being told not to travel at all by the officials. I think Thursday night and Friday is going to be just darn near impossible to get anywhere with the amount of blowing snow that we're going to have. So leaving today, even this evening, not a terrible idea. But if not, then Saturday is probably your best bet. And again, this is the kind of storm where it is definitely worth changing your travel plans. This is not the sort of thing that you want to take a chance on, because if you get stranded on, you know, and I understand, you know, you don't want to miss traveling for the holidays. You want to see family. If you get stranded somewhere in the middle of nowhere, you're going to miss the holiday anyway. So you might as well miss it somewhere warm and safe.
Ray, I used to think for some odd reason that when it was this cold, we didn't get snow. And obviously, that is not accurate.
Generally, we don't. Usually, when we have air that's this cold, it's fairly dry air, and it's obviously hard to produce snow when you have dry air. The thing is, we have warmer and moist air that's feeding into the leading edge of this system, and there's a cold front. So just like during the summertime, you have kind of that warm, moist air that's running into the cold air. During the summer, it produces thunderstorms. This time of year, that produces heavy precipitation in the form of snow. When the real heart of the cold air arrives Thursday night into Friday, the snowfall will have finished by that point as that drier and colder air moves in. But the strong winds will be producing a lot of blowing snow, so what's going to be blowing around will be snow that's already fallen, but it's going to be close to the ground and still reducing visibility.
So what is the difference, for those of us who kind of all these things sometimes sound the same because we're not meteorologists, what is the difference between a winter storm watch, advisory, and warning?
Sure. There's a lot of different winter advisories that the Weather Service puts out. When we talk about a winter weather advisory, we're mainly talking about an inconvenience. We're going to have some snow. It's going to slow you down a little bit. Not the end of the world. And that's what we have here first with this winter weather advisory that's in effect. For the initial snowfall, as I said, it's not going to be particularly heavy snow in terms of amounts. So nothing historic, nothing record-setting as far as the actual snowfall goes. When we get into winter storm warning, then we're talking about stronger winds, heavier snow accumulation, and some degree of reduced visibility, making travel difficult. Still not at the point where it's necessarily life-threatening to be out, but not a good idea. And then once we get to that blizzard warning criteria, which we don't have in effect just yet, but might well have by Thursday and Friday, when we get that blizzard warning, that's when we're really crossing the line into near zero visibility. A blizzard really is not defined by the amount of snow. It's defined by the visibility and wind more than anything else.
Huh.
And when you have that blizzard warning, once you're at that point, it's really not a good idea at all to travel. That's when we're talking about life-threatening conditions over a fairly large area.
And Ray, I mean, we're talking about wind gusts on Friday, like 55 miles an hour. That's enough. That's strong enough to bring down tree limbs and stuff, isn't it?
Especially if they've got 4 or 5 inches of snow on them. The heavier snowfall makes the tree limbs even more susceptible to falling. Power lines could very well be knocked down as well. So that's something else to prepare for in addition to the travel nightmare, and it is going to be an absolute mess. We may have some isolated power outages as well.
And so this is mostly just going to hit southeast Wisconsin, right? Is it for the whole state?
It's the whole Midwest. This is
Oh, wow.
A huge system. We have advisories stretching from Wisconsin and Illinois all the way back into the Dakotas, blizzard warnings in parts of Minnesota and Iowa. This is a huge system. It's affecting a big chunk of the country. And, you know, so far as travel goes, we've talked about mainly folks driving places for the holidays. But if you're flying, this is going to be a nightmare as well. I think we're probably going to have quite a few airports that get shut down. Certainly, if your travel plans take you out toward the Twin Cities in Minnesota, that would be an airport that's probably going to have some delays and cancellations as we go through the day tomorrow. Milwaukee, probably looking at least some delays and a few cancellations, because it's not just the weather where you are, you know, if you've ever flown. It's not just the weather where you are. It's the weather at the other airports, and can the airlines move the planes around? And it's just going to be really chaotic, especially with having more travelers for the holiday and this huge system affecting such a big chunk of the country.
Well, that does not sound fun. Well, but thank you for taking time to enlighten us and educate us. Mr. Ray Miller, we'll have to have you back for our next storm in the Midwest, because we love our weather here.
But it'd be nice to do one where I have some good news for you for once, but unfortunately, that's not today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, take heed, change your plans like I did, and be safe. We'll take one more break, and when we come back, Packers Christmas carols.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration's announced more security aid for Ukraine ahead of President Zelensky's arrival here in the U.S. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
This latest $1.8 billion drawdown includes the Patriot missile system, capable of bringing down cruise missiles, short-range ballistic missiles, and aircraft at higher altitudes, and smart bomb kits to counter Moscow's aerial attacks.
The House panel investigating the insurrection will release its full report today after referring possible criminal charges against former President Trump. Congressman Adam Schiff.
You know, much more very interesting but granular detail about these multiple lines of effort to overturn the election.
Millions of Americans are trying to dodge winter storms as they travel for Christmas.
Michigan's going crazy right now, apparently. I don't know what we're flying into, but we're going to find out.
And he's not the only one. About 113 million people plan to travel over the next few days. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. There's a blizzard forecast just in time for one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. AAA says about 2.2 million people in Wisconsin will travel 50 miles between Friday and January 2nd. That would be more than 72,000 more people than last year. Those travelers run the risk of being stranded by several inches of blowing snow and life-threatening wind chills. The Palace Theater in the Wisconsin Dells is abruptly shutting its doors and canceling all upcoming performances. A social media post made the announcement without offering any explanation. Some customers are left with useless tickets. They're being told to ask for refunds or contact their credit card companies. In sports, Marquette lost to Providence last night 103-98. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquezan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. And you can listen to us as a podcast on Apple and Stitcher and Spotify and all of the things. If you missed any part of today's show, because today's Wednesdays are always a great day because Greg Bach is here.
You are going to put me to sleep with that soothing tone today. I'm not making fun of it. I enjoy it as someone who loves ASMR videos. It's quite lovely. That was a compliment.
Are you saying that if this doesn't work out, I could do ASMR?
I think if this does work out, you could still do ASMR.
Probably get a lot more followers that way.
Welcome to the radio. Welcome to the radio. Welcome to the radio. People fall asleep behind the wheel. Oh, my gosh.
So I guess, you know, with the amount of parody songs Jane has found in the last 6 months since joining the show, I shouldn't be surprised with how many Christmas Carol Packer songs exist.
It's astonishing.
You'd think a couple.
You think no one would ever try it in the first place.
Right? I mean, you know, it's Packer fandom, very strong. So, of course, I thought there was going to be some. But, again, over at Milwaukee Record, Jared Blum, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, did the painstaking research to find all of the Packers-themed holiday songs that exist and categorized them, and there's 25. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
And I, in trying to divide and conquer, sent it to Jane, since she is the parody song guru, and I said, all right, let's try to have some fun with this with Greg on Wednesday. And how many of these songs did you get through, Jane?
I got through about 12.
So you're like, not even half.
No. There's a lot of them. And I mean, and it's, you know, it's not like they're a minute and a half. These are 5-minute songs.
And it's like, these are all obviously parody bands that make songs about the Packers. Is it just the Packers? I have so many questions about the different people who have published these. And I also, I think there's something to go through, because they're all YouTube links, how many views any of these things have. If there was any that have are like real bangers that have a million views.
But there are Packers fans all over the world.
Yes. Yes, there are.
That's true. That is true.
Yes, there are.
I bet we would be surprised by how many views.
Does that justify 25 songs about the Packers and Christmas? Who knows? The conversation continues.
So Jane went ahead and you narrowed it down to your top four? How did you pick the top four that we're going
to
play?
Because I wanted to get some of the entries were from the same bands, and I didn't want to have the same bands up in different categories.
All right.
So I narrowed it down so that we have four separate bands and kind of wildly divergent styles, shall we say.
Okay.
To go head to head. So we have two matchups, four contenders. And then we'll see which one moves on to be the champion of the Packers Christmas
the
songs.
Champion?
The champion.
Sure, the champion. So if we, you can also vote in this, 844-967-2789. We will play the first two in, we'll call it the Northwest bracket. Sure.
Sure.
And we'll play both of those songs. You can vote. And then we will play the next two songs and you can vote again. And then I guess we'll come up with which of those two we
got the most votes.
Are we going for like most? What is the criteria we're going to use for this? Is it the best, most creative lyrics? Is it what's the punniest?
I feel like the one that entertains us the most. And it's a mixture of all of it.
It feels very subjective.
Well, yeah, of course.
The whole thing is kind of subjective. Yeah.
All right. So what's our first song?
We are starting off with "O Come All Ye Faithful." This is the Rabid Fans. Rabid Fans and "O Come All Ye Faithful."
I give it up for the tight vocals, the tight harmonies,
right?
The instrumentation.
I thought I was in church.
I mean, this has got to be an old song because they say Brett Favre. They don't say Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
This definitely isn't a song about how they're scoring this season, but moving on.
That's a strong start. It is a strong start.
Okay, so this is a wildly divergent kind of song. This is called the 12 Trips to Lambeau, courtesy of the Singing Lambonis.
On our Our first trip to Lambo, my girlfriend gave to me a hickey shaped like a G. On our second trip to Lambo, my girlfriend gave to me
two G's head tattoos
and a hickey shaped like a G. On our third trip to Lambo, my girlfriend gave to me
three Weber grills,
two G's head tattoos,
and a hickey shaped like a G.
On our fourth trip to Lambo, my girlfriend gave to me four tins of chew,
three Weber grills,
two G's head tattoos,
and a hickey shaped like a G.
It's long.
On our fifth trip to Lambo, my girlfriend gave to me
$5 beers,
four tins of chew,
three Weber grills,
two cheese head tattoos,
and a hickey shaped like a G.
On our sixth trip to Lambo, my girlfriend gave to me 6 dozen bratwurst,
$5 beers,
four tins of chew,
three Weber grills,
two cheese head tattoos,
and a hickey shaped like a G.
The singing Lambonis and the 12 trips to Lambo.
12 trips to Lambo.
Yeah. Very tight harmonies.
Yes.
I have to say, I did, for my Milwaukee Journal Sentinel video this week, I did do the 12 days of Wisconsin Christmas. It was not Packer specific. It was more like what Wisconsin traditions are specific.
Nice.
So maybe we'll play that. If that's done in and out into the world by Friday, maybe we'll play that. But that was good. I think 12 Days of Christmas is hard as the full song because, like we just said, we couldn't even play all of it because we're like, this is...
It's too long.
It's long. It's
almost 4 minutes long.
You gotta kind of start with at 12. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, right, yeah.
And we finally got and the then last we go, one, yes. And we're going to play all of it.
Right, so, right. It's like 199 bottles of beer in the wall.
Exactly. Do you have your vote?
I have my vote.
Do you have your vote, Jane?
I do have my vote.
I have my vote. Do we have any votes?
Let me check the text line, 844-967-2789. We have the O Come All Ye Faithful.
I would say that's my vote.
Mine too.
That is also my vote. All right, we all agree.
Unanimous.
So,
unanimous.
O Come All Ye Faithful from First and Gold moves on to the next round.
The Southeastern bracket.
Right. Next. Oh, these are both so different. This is Old Santa Claus from a guy called Casey Williams. Take a listen to this.
Old Santa Claus done got a taste of a Lambo. He wears a cheesehead hat and his suit is now green and gold.
Green and gold.
He no longer chuckles a ho ho. He rides on a sleigh shouting,
go back go.
Old Santa Claus done got a taste of a Lambo. He put pack of jerseys and helmets on his riding gear. He took the toys out of sleigh and filled it with rocks and beer.
Rocks and beer.
Someone asked if the deer weren't tame. He said, not after looking at the Packer game. Oh, Santa Claus, the gotta take. Oh, Santa Claus, the gotta taste of Lambo. He wears a cheesehead hat and his suit is now green and gold.
Green and gold.
Chuckles a ho ho ho. He rides on a sleigh shouting,
go back, go.
Call Santa Claus, then got a taste of Lambo.
Santa Claus got a taste of Lambo from Casey Williams.
I mean,
it's a different vibe.
I as a fan of dance hall and honky tonk country music, I definitely enjoyed that one a lot.
Right?
So, yeah, that was right up my alley.
A little different. This one, I think, could possibly be my favorite. And I shouldn't
don't
sway.
Take people's vote.
I shouldn't sway. Okay, take a listen to The Glow at Lambo, courtesy of Joe Tucker.
It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're snuggling in. Summer is gone and winter's coming again. Where once there was green grass, soon there will only be snow. We'll all keep warm by the fire that glows at Lambeau.
Now Reggie's in the chapel and he's saying a prayer. Brooke's feeling healthy now and Brett's glad he's there. Butler, Robinson, and Brown are all set to go. Shimura, Freeman, and Levins make an awesome trio. It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're snuggling. Put some wood on the fire.
The glow at Lambeau, ladies and gentlemen, from Joe Tucker, which just has some weird vibe to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is definitely an old one. Wow.
I gotta be honest, I'm a sucker for a saxophone.
I feel like I'm gonna lose here.
Do you have your vote?
Oh, yeah.
Jane, do you have your vote?
I do.
I have my vote.
I think I lost.
Go ahead, Greg.
I like the first one, I like the honky tonk one, but.
The old Santa Claus done. Yeah. That is my pick.
That was your pick.
That is my pick.
I feel like in the spirit of what we're doing here, it needs to be pretty kitschy. Like, it needs to be, because that was like just a good song. And so since you said what entertains you the most, I'm going to go with Joe Tucker, The Glow at Lambeau, because it was a sexy, sultry Christmas song.
There's some defensive, your arms all just like
this is what I like. But I guess, do we have any weigh in from the audience?
844-967-2789. You can have the deciding vote before we head to break.
The tying vote.
It would be the tying vote in about 2 minutes.
I know democracy works.
Because otherwise, Greg and I will win.
And then it's the head-to-head between the honky-tonk one.
The honky-tonk one.
And
O Come All Ye Faithful.
All right, so if you were listening to this segment and you have strong feelings on which of these Packers Christmas songs was the best, shoot us a text so you can either help me or otherwise Jane and Greg's vote is going to override mine. 844-967-2789. And then we'll come back. We'll come back after the break. And some of these other songs, though, have you looked at this, Greg?
A couple of them, yeah.
It's pretty great.
I'm just surprised at the production.
Well, here's the thing. So in 1970, the actual Green Bay Packers recorded Let It Snow.
Yeah.
So that's on this list. And Jane, you found out in doing the research for this that in 1970, every team did a Christmas album?
Yes. In 1970, every NFL team did a Christmas album. And what's really funny about that Packers song is they're so off.
Not good singers.
Well, and they just can't count.
Oh, my gosh.
If you listen to their version of Jingle Bells pretty thoroughly, it's kind of, ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now I'm going to listen to it at the break because we went to my niece's, who's 5, her Christmas concert last night. And the kindergartners also sang Jingle Bells. So I wonder who was better, the 1970s Packers or the fifth grade, or the kindergarten class in Bayview, Milwaukee. All right, well, we're going to take a break. Give us your votes. And when we come back, we'll decide who the winner is. And we'll learn who's coming to Laughing Chap this weekend. So stick around. As goes Wisconsin.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the civil engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 22. East winds around 5 miles an hour. 20 tonight, chance for snow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 14 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
On this Wednesday, Greg Bach Day, we are wrapping up a very fun show. We had a little bit of a contest with the best, voting on what we think is the best Packers Christmas song. You can check out all 25 of them that have been collected on Milwaukee Record by Jared Blome. And very fun. Put on a playlist for your Packers Christmas
weekend.
All right, so did we get any a deciding vote at all?
We did. We had another vote for the Honky Tonk.
Right.
So old Santa Claus is moving on against O Come All Ye Faithful.
Okay, so can we play a little bit of a clip
each? These are the Rabbit fans again with O Come All Ye Faithful. Those are the Rabid fans with O Come All Ye Faithful and the challenger, Casey Williams, old Santa Claus done got into Lambo.
Old Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo. He wears a cheesehead hat and his suit is now green and gold.
Green and gold.
He no longer chuckles a ho-ho. He rides old sleigh shouting, go back. Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo. He put back the jerseys and helmets on his reindeer. He took the toys out of sleigh and filled it with rocks and beer.
Rocks and beer.
Someone asked if the deer weren't tame. He said, not after looking at the Packer game. Oh, Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo.
Casey Williams, ladies and gentlemen, old Santa Claus.
It's a foot tapper.
It is.
I will admit, it's a foot tapper.
It is. You gotta love it.
I mean, I'm watching you across the way here, and you're huge smile, enjoying it.
So, do you have your vote?
I have my vote.
Jane, do you have your vote?
I do have my vote.
What's your vote?
I'm going with old Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too?
I just like it.
Yeah, it's for me the difference. So, like, while the first one is. It's good. It's good. It's not something I'm going to put into my holiday Christmas mix because it will kill the vibe. This song, you put it in there, it's a toe tap and bounce. You don't even hear the hear the lyrics. You'd be like, oh, this is a song about the Packers, by the way. But the it's just going to bounce. That's where I'm at.
It's a little more foot tappy. I feel like it's not as Christmassy. I feel like it's not as like, oh, come all you faithful is like it's they're changed the lyrics of a classic Christmas song.
Neither was the sexy saxophone song either. Then
I know, but I had two choices and I picked between those two. So
look,
it seems like you guys won though.
Such acrimony.
I know.
This is the only time we fight over Christmas songs based on the Packers.
At least it's over the important things.
Yes. It's true. All right. Well, reigning champ,
Reigning champ, Casey Williams.
We'll see this time next year.
Well done.
We'll pick four different ones next year. It'll take us 5 years to get through the entire list.
It's really interesting, though, because as you pointed out, so many of these songs came when well before Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I really do think you can trace this back to the Pac Arena when they won the Super Bowl. And so we sold thousands and thousands of these cassettes for $5 a piece. We raised $92,000 for charity. And that really spurred the whole Packers song thing.
So this is all thanks to Jane Mattner.
Of course. That's all I'm saying.
Also, she designed the Matrix.
And the internet.
The internet. So.
All right. Well, to wrap up today's show, Greg Bach, who is at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Before I say Laughing Tap, may I just say something real super quick?
Sure.
Very quick. The bumper music you heard as we came in, it's my friend's band called Lady Bird. They are an alt-country, very good quartet, released a new single called Lounge Car Love Song. That's what you heard as you came in from the break. And they're very, very good. You can check them out online. Lady Bird_MKE is the band. And they're very, very good, very good friends of mine. And I'm really proud of what they've done. So
that's awesome. Well, we always like to plug local bands, local musicians. So thank you for doing that.
So as you were asking, Laughing Tap, there's actually nothing going on this weekend. We are closed for the Christmas holiday. But the reason I'm glad you brought it up is because New Year's we have, which we're hopefully going to become a tradition. Nate Craig, who is from Madison originally, has been living in L.A., opens for Bill Burr a lot, like in big arenas. He is going to be headlining our 29th, 30th, and 31st shows. We just added a late show on the 30th, so that Friday. We have two shows because, let's see here, the first show on Thursday is almost sold out. There are 9 tickets left.
Ooh.
Friday early show is almost sold out. So we added that second late show or that second show on Friday. And I believe tickets are $15. So it's a cheaper ticket for a late night show. Very, very fun. And then he's also headlining New Year's Eve. Two shows, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. And the 10 o'clock show is sold out completely. Actually, I just want to make sure here. Sorry, I've lost everything on my phone. It's a 10:15 show, but that show's sold out, so it doesn't matter anyways. But if you're interested in going to the 7:30 show, they've got different packages available, VIP packages, champagne toast, decorations.
There is a champagne toast, so that's going to be my question.
Yep, there'll be a fun champagne toast at both shows, but that first show on New Year's Eve is available. The second show is sold out. So if you want to see Nate at any point next week,
and you said that there's a chance that we might be able to get Nate on next week's show on Wednesday, right?
I'm going to ask him if he'd like to come on the show, if he's available. If so, we will talk to Mr. Nate Craig himself.
That would be very fun. We are thinking about trying to do a new segment where we bring on headliners at the Laughing Tap or local comedians and have fun and play with them in the fun hour, the one o'clock hour.
The fun hour.
All right, well, that'll do it for this on this Wednesday. I got to get home and pack and get in my car to avoid the storm. But thank you for listening. As always, we will be back tomorrow. Stay safe. Stick around for Luke and Brian on Dueling Tangents or the Chad Holmes Show. And that'll do it.
Come on, say it again now. Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo. Even Rudolph's nose done turned green and gold. Goes ho ho ho, he rides on the sleigh shouting, go back, go, call Santa Claus, they got a taste of Lambo. One more time now, Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo. He done backed up and moved away from the North Pole.
North Pole.
If you're looking for a present on Christmas Day, you better send your cards and letters to Green Bay. Call Santa Claus, they got a taste.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.